Welcome back to Self Help Show. I'm your host, Gina Margaret Tiger, and today we are embracing a conversation that's deeply aligned with healing from within, about how to quiet the mind, soothe the nervous system, and rebuild from a place of softness and power. My guest today is Christian. She is a midlife coach for women 35 plus. And she specializes in guiding high-value women out of survival mode and into their self-life era. So we are talking about embodying presence and aligning that with your existing present moment. And I want to hand over to you, Christian, so you can introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, where you've been, and then we can get started.
Well, thank you so much, Gina, for allowing me to be on your show. I come from a hard corporate background, working in project management and training. When you work as a woman in corporate in an environment that was not designed for the woman at all, you begin to get hardened. You have to in order to survive and to actually move up in rank. And over the years, you begin to start feeling depleted and you use different coping mechanisms. And so over the years, I've been working for the last 22 decades, I began to notice that I wasn't able to rebound as fast as I once was. And I wasn't able to find joy. I wasn't able to really have that whimsicalness that I believe every woman should have. And so for the past 10 years, I have been on my own journey of removing things that no longer serve me or never serve me, but was incentivized by society, and really tapping into what I like to think of as my juiciness, my feminine aura, the softness that is all things of the feminine. And I help women do the same thing. And it is a pure joy to see a woman come alive. I keep fresh cut flowers as much as some people may say they're trivial. I like to see them when I'm drinking my morning coffee. It's something small. It's something luxe. But when I see flowers bloom, it is beautiful. You can have a dozen roses. You can have one rose. Each, no matter which way you see it, there's beauty in every piece of that. And I see the evolution of a flower. How it opens, how it blossoms, and how it transitions. And there's beauty in every stage. And so I help women to reactivate that part of themselves in order for them to live the life that they deserve and why they're.
Yeah, I love that. That is so beautiful. Flowers have that magical effect that most men actually don't understand. They always feel like when, you know, it's time to get women flowers, it's almost like, but they don't realize there's that connection we have with them. You know, it's so beautiful. It's so unique. So today we are going to explore how the feminine nervous system gets blocked and how overthinking becomes default and how women can move from surviving to soothing. And thank you so much for joining us today. I think it's going to be so amazing. So I'm going to set the scene right away. Why is the feminine nervous system for the biggest part, right? In 2025, the one that's most under attack, it needs attention. Can you kind of tell us?
Sure. So of my research and just my own journey, the feminine is something that is under attack, period. When we look at feminine, I like to look at the feminine as nature, and we can see how our society has been handling nature and the evolution of nature. Here being in the United States, there has been a lot of natural disasters that have never occurred before. And I look at that as a reflection of how we as the collective have handled nature, which is the feminine. So when you look at it on an individual level, the way that we have to work and survive in the workplace, the work system was not designed for women. When I look at the woman, we are very circular in motion. We have a cycle. There is a flow that we have. The workplace and work environments were made linear, more masculine. It's a very straight line. So when you put something that's very cycle-based into something linear, we run into an issue. And so that is why at this time in life, women, their nervous systems are extremely harmed at this point, and they're very much under attack. And I also look at it, a strong feminine can pivot the collective in a very dynamic way. So keeping women in a certain level of I don't want to say low vibration, but keeping her at a low frequency, and she's not able to tap into her power, she's not able to say no the way that she should and really honor herself, it then means that she's easier to be manipulated. She's easier to comply. She will continue overgiving because she's not tapped into her power and her source. And so the nervous system is going to be, I like to look at it as an indicator. So if you have a car, it's the indicator. It's like your check engine light, your gas tank. Offline, you're not able to see that, ooh, I need to actually pull over and get some gas. And that for you could be, I need to get some rest. I need to go have some fun. I've worked for 6 months straight with no fun. I need to actually stop and have a spa day. And that is where this nervous system is very important, because it is your way to monitor yourself and know how to pivot in a way that is most energetically and physically nourishing.
Oh, that's wonderful. And can you tell us, what are some of the common signs that your nervous system is stuck? I'm kind of jumping directly into this because I want us to spend most of the time just identifying those blocks and those overthinking patterns and how one can kind of come out of that rut. So, yeah, what are some of those signs, especially in high achieving women?
So if you've ever had where you have worked and you were exhausted throughout the day, yet when you have the opportunity to go lay down and go to sleep, you're wide awake. You're wired at 9 o'clock at night. You should go to sleep. Your mind is racing. If you're constantly needing to check other people, like in a competitive way, like let me go see on someone's Instagram what they're doing. And then you're feeling bad about yourself in regards to that. You will oftentimes be someone who may ignore or push back your own self-care, your self-maintenance. Sometimes we'll think, oh, I don't have time for that. I don't need those things to be effective or be successful. When you are also able to see that the chapter that you have been in is expiring, it's time to do something new, but maybe you have made your name be something brilliant in the workplace, on your own business, and it doesn't give you that same satisfaction that it once did. And you will, like, tooth the nail, hold on to that in order to not move. Those are ways that I often see the tattletale signs of a woman who is very much blocked. And another thing, like more on the intimate levels, you're not able to have play. You're not able to be fun. You're not able to be juicy in whatever way that may be for you. You shy away from that. You prefer to stay on an intellectual. I look at the feminine as a full spectrum. We are not just one way. We have different flows. There's different sides to us. And when we're unable to tap into those things, not out of a performance, but just organically, like when you're with your partner, you should be able to be a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more flow. But if it's everything has to be very tight and buttoned up, I always look at that as you may feel that you need to be on guard. And also another reason or way to sign that that emotional nervous system is being a little bit on the lockdown.
I agree with you 110%. And in this podcast, I always reference my own experiences, you know, because the programming is real. And I feel like it starts from when you're small and then you grow. Like, for example, my own kind of programming was, you know, you grow up, you get married, you find a husband, and then you have babies and then you're a wife. That was the nervous system programming, right? I kind of grew up with that. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, I grew up, I'm looking around. What is this thing that I was promised? It's not happening. What's going on? Or maybe it's supposed to happen, but like the environment or the options are not as suitable as your authentic self-desire. So now a new nervous system is kind of born where there's that hyper-independence of like, okay, the men around me failed me. I literally have just myself and everybody looks up to me. I'm the firstborn daughter. Everybody is literally looking up to me because they expect me to kind of take care of everything. So it's like, okay, Now, that nervous system is almost like a hyper-independent nervous system where you cannot relax, you cannot stop. It's almost as if I thrive under pressure, which is like, what do you even mean you thrive under pressure? How is that even a thing, you know? So I'm saying this because I know majority of women like me, especially career-driven women, we carry on so much. Single women, married women, mothers, we carry on so much because I feel like just the world has kind of failed us. And when I mean that, I mean like the people in power or the system, which is mostly the patriarchy, right? The men, they're the ones that have set all these rules and built all this system and verified and approved, and it's them. So it's like, oh my gosh, this is how we are now. So how can we take these blocks out and get into the soft life? Because it's there, it exists.
Right. I want to say this because I really feel a hypersensitivity. If you are that career woman, you are that mother, the matriarch, the one thing I will say to start is please handle yourself with gentleness and kindness. I hear the whole soft life piece. There is a certain negging appeal to it because it's like, well, I'm this, you're that. You're not of this, you're not like that. And so then we look at ourselves with such hatred of, well, why can I not be soft? Why am I not pretty? Why am I not considered deserving to be kept and well loved? And you have to understand that, as you said, Gina, the programming starts from when you're little. It's girls, you shouldn't cry. You have to be strong. You have to be fierce. If you are an eldest daughter, you probably deserve compensation.
I swear.
Because there is, yes, there's so much that you are carrying. You're almost having to be the second mother in command if they're siblings. Yeah. And so this is, and then you go to school, there's such this huge attainment of achievement to be something of importance. And then we get into the work world and then that just overcomes us. So treating yourself with kindness and gentleness and appreciating who you are. When I develop my course, it goes over clarity, calibration, and confidence. Clarity is the first one because, one, you need to be able to see yourself clearly and appreciate and honor all the things that you have done in order to be where you are. So if you have kids, bless you because you are raising the next generation. That's exhausting, but it is a worthy thing. Or if you started a business, understand that you being in business has nourished the community far beyond what you could even understand of what you're doing. So it takes a lot. Two, I want you to understand that there as a woman, when you came here as a woman, this was the experience that you wanted to have, was being a woman. But understand, you have both masculine and feminine. The way to unblock is to integrate. There isn't just one. So when you operate in just one fashion, it's like trying to use your left side and only your left side, and the other side either becomes weak, and then the side that you're using becomes overly used. You have to integrate in order to have balance. I like to look at a table. A table typically has four legs. If I remove a leg, now that table's going to have to be propped up a little bit. If I take another leg off, that table doesn't function anymore in the way that it was designed to. So integration means appreciating the more, I would say, sharp, direct sides of you without shame, but also appreciating the soft, the flowy, the artsy, the juicy, the sensual sides of yourself, and doing something to help both of those areas. You have to be very intentional in doing so. The next area I would say to remove those blocks is to allow yourself to rest. There are different types of rest. There's, of course, taking a nap. I'm always pro naps, but also having a rest of just not having to do. I like to do that at least once a month, in which I'm able to have everything pretty much planned. So my meals, all that I need to do is done, and I can just be. And I allow myself to just kind of go around my home and do whatever it is that excites me in that moment. Sometimes that's just reading a book. Sometimes that's doing some painting. It could be looking up some herbs to see how I can make a new tea, working those things and just being fully in your body. I'll also say this, and again, I mean, want this to be heard with as much kindness and gentleness as possible. Being a woman and being in your body may feel very overstimulating for some. It can feel very scary for a lot of women because, let's be honest, in this world, being a woman can be very uncomfortable. A woman who's truly like embodied, she in her fullness, she's tapped into her beauty. She has her makeup. She's her hair's done. Her got on the fit. It's like everything's nice. That can produce some not great experiences, be it from the male or from other women. So being able to be in your body as much as you possibly can, you can feel, you can feel things that you don't when you dissociate and you're only operating from your head level. That is going to help you be able to unblock, because it's going to be to unblock will take whatever it is for you. Some women are see, but it's suppressed. Yeah. And allowing your unsuppress is going to be the way to flow.
I agree with you 100%. So I actually had a somatic expert on the podcast before, and she kind of spoke in depth about the nervous system, the regulation, how it actually is and what it is. And I thought about it, and I wanted to kind of hear your own point of view of just the feminine nervous system and how it's kind of, it is who we are, right? And perhaps what I want to know is your definition of that. So to the listeners, right? The term nervous system is like, if somebody pinch me, I feel pain, that is my nervous system reacting, right? But a lot of people don't really know that it is multi-layered, in the sense that how we make decisions, how we behave, how we even like are on autopilot, it's the nervous system. And a lot of people don't even know that. So can you help us understand that?
Yes. So I like to look at your nervous system as an antenna. It picks up different frequencies as you move about. So sometimes you can be in a room and you feel calm. You feel at ease. You feel like, okay, this feels homey. I feel cozy. You can go into another room and feel extremely prickly, very anxious for no reason. Like you just changed rooms. That's how I live the nervous system. So over the years, we have been picking up, we can sense things. If you came from a home in which maybe a parent was very volatile, you as a young age pick that up and say, ooh, okay, ooh, dad's mad today. I can't be around that. That is that frequency, that antenna is picking that frequency up. So when you go into that boardroom and you feel something similar, you are going to react the same exact way, even though you are now grown and an adult and you're a VP. You are in the room for a reason, but that how that picks up. And so oftentimes we go into autopilot as a way to I like to look at, like, if you have a phone, a lot of our phones nowadays have power saver modes. That's the way I like to look at when we go on autopilot. We are exhausted and we have very limited bandwidth. So our brains and minds are very efficient. They're very, very awesome tools. They will go on autopilot because it saves them time. It saves them energy from having to decipher different things. The scary thing about being an autopilot, though, is that we may sustain damage, but we won't feel it. It's like off. So you could have your hand on a stove and you will not feel that your hand is on fire because the alert has been muted, because that alert takes energy to push out. So therefore you don't feel it.
Christian.
But now when you look back, like, oh my, how
my
does
God,
happen?
Please, I want you to repeat that again. Please start from the top. Like, it's very important. Please repeat that again.
Yes. So our system, when it goes into autopilot, it essentially mutes our alert system to things that are off. So you could have your hand on a stove. Your hand could be burning. You will not know that, oh my God, my hand's burning. Let me remove it, because that alert is off. It is muted. And it's because of the cost savings, the energy consumption of having something to alert. We are, as a human being, we are exposed to millions of things throughout our day. So you wake up, okay, do I check my phone? Do I do some deep breathing? A choice, a stimulus. Okay, I get up. Okay, do I wash my face or do I run to my computer and answer this fire email? Okay, do I have water? Do I have coffee? Do I eat breakfast? Do I do some stretching? Do I put on this? Do I wear my makeup today? Do I put on perfume? Do I do this? Okay, did I have the car? Did I get this? Did I, all these things.
Chaos.
It is chaos, but this is our life. But when our nervous system is overstimulated, system has to say, okay, I'm going to go on autopilot. I'm going to go on cost. I'm going to go on energy saving mode. And so you just do things aimlessly because it's less time. We have biases. And the reason our brain does the biases, it's not because we are bad people. It's just easy to say like all men are bad. And I don't talk to them because all men are bad. It takes more energy to say, no, that dude's bad, but that one's cute. That one, I don't know about that one. That one's not bad. I like that one. It takes energy to make decisions. That's why when we're, if we're saying we're wanting to lose some pounds, it's easier for us to be, not to not do it because it then takes our time to decide, okay, I'm stressed out. Do I eat the salad, which will give me energy and nourish my body? Or do I eat this burger that'll give me a little bit of something, but then I'm still going to be feeling heavy afterwards. But it gives me a short burst of pleasure. Okay, I'll eat the burger. Mm. And then you lift mentally feeling like, why did I do that? That's not what helpful. It takes energy to be soft. Mm. To be soft requires energy and flow. I like to look at softness and your hand. So if I had my hand in something tight and I'm trying to take my fist and pull through it, it's going to take a lot of energy for me to do that. And when you're soft, though, you can maneuver. You can be flexible. You can flow out. I also look at things, a hard object. So if something fell from a cabinet, if it's hard, like say a bowl, it's going to shatter into a billion pieces. Yeah. If it was a teddy bear that fell, it'll bounce and just fall over. That's how I like to look at the feminine, the soft, because we can pivot and we don't sustain all these injuries, these cracks, these fractures. Because when we're hard, we're going to hit fractures. So that thing that fell from the cabinet, it might still be tacked, but there's some cracks in it. And now those cracks, as it withers over time because we're exposed to so much more. So that's cracks. And the next thing you know, why is there a hole in this bowl? Because over the time, all those cracks and the weathering has started to deplete it. And that's what happens to women in this, in 2025. That is what is happening to our nervous system. And it's not your fault. As you mentioned, it's the system. But we have the power to be able to say no, as scary as that feels. And we may have to take baby steps to do it, but it's what we have to do in order to really be able to bloom the way that we came here to do.
Okay. Oh my God. You see, this is why it's very important to have knowledge and awareness and know these things and know perspectives and, you know, multiple experiences and dimensions, because what you just told me makes so much sense in multi-layers. So first of all, it made me realize that whenever people are on autopilot, it's because their nervous system is chilling outside, maybe taking a smoke break. Like, you know what? I'm gonna let you just do it because I'm tired. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is a reason why as human beings, we kind of having problems now with understanding each other is because sometimes majority of people are not operating from their authentic self. They are operating from the autopilot self. So that's the second thing. So that's where all these biases come in place. That's where all these arguments come in place because their nervous system is. And another thing you said is because you're on autopilot, you can't really feel the pain. So most people are numb that so many of the chaotic things that are happening in the world, people are numb because their nervous system is just exhausted, it's tired, and it's tapped out. So another layer is because as women, we are soft, right? And we have to fight for that softness. It takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of flow. And you also have to like vibrate into that frequency and keep it constant, right? So that's the feminine. And then on the other hand, the masculine is tough, right? Almost like the opposite.
It's a protector.
It's a protector. So in its entirety, it also needs to be checked on and nervous system regulated. So I think what you've done today, you've kind of solved a lot of problems. I think our discussion has really kind of put a big like zoom mirror to see, because I always ask myself so many questions, but you've kind of helped me understand in such a unique way. And I think because we relate, we have so many similarities and so many things that we have in common, we can understand each other and we can communicate with each other. And I want there to be more people like me and you, so we can share about these things and just have like broadcast it. So, and repeatedly share it, because a lot of people are stuck in that trap of the nervous system that's broken down, and we need to help them revive it.
Yes. It's scary to, I will say from my own experience 10 years ago, it was very scary to think of myself as soft. I was someone who hated the color pink and felt any frilly was frivolous and it was silly, because I wanted to be taken seriously. I wanted to be respected. And over the years, I have, first, pink is now a trademark color of mine. Have that in any and everything possible. It's like almost people say, oh, that's her color. Like, yeah, that's pink. That it means me. But what is more is that I activate things in other people, that especially my women, I activate an area where they have been scared to touch. And, you know, we go back to, if you were, you know, as a young girl, if you weren't protected, if you didn't get to enjoy a container that was safe, you've had to be your own protector for a long time. And it becomes a little scary to say, I can disarm. Wait, what about that? What about that? It takes time. So giving yourself a lot of kindness, a lot of grace, and understand the mechanism that's going on. Like, you know what? I am so grateful for you, protector, but right now I don't need you. I need to go and play in my makeup. I need to go play with some perfume, and I need to go paint something that really just enthralls my soul. Scary. Or I just need to go look at some flowers. Like when I go and pick up my flowers, there's a place here in my area that I can actually go and pick each rose myself. So I get to make my own bouquet. I could be in there for hours, it feels like. And it's something that is almost like energizing, yeah, to me, because I am a woman. Nature and me are the same. I am a different form of nature. So being able to play with the nature, getting to bask in its beauty, is to me one of the highest frequencies that one can be. Gratitude is the first. And I would say probably right underneath it is the tapping of beauty. Because when you get to see beauty, beauty inspires us. It awakes us and helps us to go into motion.
I agree with you 110%. I think it's so profound when you kind of figure it out and then you start working on it. Because for me personally, my journey towards just scrutinizing my nervous system started this year. The whole entire time I was doing so many things, and it was almost, my nervous system was kind of tied down to like my financial blockages, and I didn't understand what was happening because I'm energetic, I'm always working. I'm like, people call me workaholic. Like I prioritize working compared to just like going on a date, which is like terrible. So it was a toxic situation where I'm like, how come I am working like this? And then the accounts are not really balancing. that's when I started kind of walking into the door of understanding that, oh my God, I've been blocking myself this whole entire time. It's not anyone who's jealous or casting nets of black magic or juju or anything like that. No, it's me. It's literally myself. So I think there's so many blocks that we have, especially for people like us, people of color. And sometimes we fight battles that are not even ours because we are stuck in that frame where our nervous system kind of blocks us to freely become and embody our truest form because of that hindrance. So I have a question for you. How can one shatter those blockages so they are completely gone? And I know it's a process, but like, what can one do?
Honor who you are right now. Change, in my opinion, is instantaneous. Mm. What is results of that change? So when you honor, I'm looking at your last name, Tiger, honoring that tiger piece of you.
Rawr.
And embracing it. Exactly. Rawr, like all of it, every ounce of it, doing it. Because when you honor yourself fully, now yourself can say, oh, cool, I was communicating with you. I was doing all these things to communicate. Now you got the message. Cool. I can now pivot into something else. I like the thing about children. Mm. If you would come to you and they're like, oh, Annie, if you would stop and say, yes, baby, I just want to say hi. Bye. Mm. Done. But if you don't, continue to harass you until you do. That is the same thing with your body and with you. So your body is communicating all sorts of messages to you by holding space for it and honoring it in that fullness, then your body can say, okay, well, now I can go into my next chapter. Now I can be, I can evolve into my higher realms of my experience. And that is how you shatter the blocks, because then those blocks that are there are no longer needed and they just kind of fall away. Now the process takes its time, but because time is very dense, the 3D is very dense, but by honoring that today in your quiet time, and then just expect to start to see things fall. Okay. And I will leave one other additional piece. When you are releasing these things, don't get mad because it will relock you in, is that you have said, I have done this journal entry. I've lit my candles and I said these profound words. Why am I angry with my boyfriend? That actually is a huge, big indicator that that is releasing. That energy has to flow out somehow. Yeah. And how the energy flows out may be angry, but that energy is flowing out. Allow it to float. Allow it to have space without judgment. Mm. And that's letting you know, because you might cry. Allow yourself to cry. Oh, allow yourself to feel. Feelings are your indicators that it's in the oven. It's processing. The processing bar is going. It's processing. It may be 1%, 2%. It may be slow, but allow that to flow. And eventually it might start to accelerate because now it knows that it has a safe space to process out. And now you're left with the softness.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, as he was speaking, I was just thinking of how, especially crying, I remember there's a month, I think 2 months, continuous, consecutive, I was crying every single day, every single day.
Mm.
And there was a point where I was like, oh my God, is this how my life is going to be? Am I going to be crying every single day? Like, how, what is really going on? You know, but I think in that came the healing I was looking for, because I think it was layers of pain. And with each teardrop, as much as it was going on for days, it was just uncoiling of that pain and coming out and coming out, coming out. And yeah, it was dreadful. It was devastating, but it feels like I let go of something that was really, really big that perhaps no words can ever explain it, right? But it's gone. And it's kind of like, okay, I have a clean page. So I start from somewhere. And even though life is not perfect, nobody's perfect. We learn every day. We make mistakes. people hurt us, you know, we also hurt people. It's like things happen all the time. So holding on to something doesn't really help you. It only makes your nervous system stubborn. And then it jeopardizes you. And then you have self-sabotage and all sorts of things. Yeah.
The stagnation in our energy and our nervous system, I look at it as when we have stagnant energy, that then becomes the ferment. And if you've something like a towel or something wet and you left it in a corner and you're like, oh, what is that smell? What is that? In your refrigerator, you're just like, oh, what is that smell? And you just close the door, like, oh, every time I open it, it's just icky. Instead of going in there like, oh, that was that takeout from 2 weeks ago. That's how I look at stagnant energy. That stagnant energy will then start to touch and teeter things that were actually healthy, that were good, and work that as well. But you have to go in and remove that. So acknowledging, oh, that's what that was. Put that in the trash. Thank you very much. And then clear out things. And now you're like, oh, cool. Now we're back balanced. That may happen as you progress in your journey because there's levels to healing. You might pass level one, level two's coming up, level 20's coming up because there'll be at the level in the capacity that you have at that time. So when you're clearing out things as a woman, you're clearing out, you are becoming more abundant. And your container and your capacity is growing, which means more things can come through you to be healed, to be refined. But it takes time. If your capacity is only this is all you're going to get. But the more that you grow and you allow, the more that you can receive, then you can receive love. I know when we think love, we think intimate partnerships, and that is wonderful and that is great. But there is love from family, there's love from friends, there's love from the universe, like love from self. If there's love in appreciation of you as a creation, and to be able to allow yourself to receive that love, when women are able to receive love, we then are able to birth, not just little tiny humans, but we birth ideas, we birth innovation, we birth new realities beyond what the mind can conceive.
Yeah. That is so powerful. Brilliantly said. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. We are literally at like 30 something minutes. That's how amazing this discussion was. Thank you so much. I think one last thing I want to say is, what do I want to say? To listeners, you need to release. Like release. Okay. Release. Like let it go. Let it go. Forgive. Or please also tell us, Christian, some of the ways that women can release. And also if you have for men, I'm sure there's multiple ways. Like for me personally, I walk 5 to 8 kilometers every single day. That's my form of exercise and like letting stuff go. Then I also go to the gym and then I cry. And it kind of works for me. You know, so I know there's other ways. I am praying for the day I'll be blessed with an amazing partner because then I don't have to do it alone. We can do it together. You know,
I will say breathing as someone who can operate very in my head and not in my body. Shallow breathing makes us exacerbate so fast. So taking time done anywhere, you can be doing this in a meeting, on a call. No one will know, but taking time to do box breathing. So box breathing can be, you know, you take in the same amount of breaths in, you hold, and then you release that same amount of breaths. So I breathe in 1, 2, 3, hold, out, 1, 2, 3. And you do that for a few times. You will notice that your body will begin to feel more calm. You'll be able to feel you'll actually feel yourself being in your body. Yeah. And that one way that you can help to release and help you to actually see things in the way that they are versus the way that the chaos may be trying to show you. And for the guys out there, I will say for men, I don't hate men. I think they are wonderful individuals and beings. Owning the parts of you that society has deemed that you can express is going to be the fastest way that you can heal as well. Because women, we have been conditioned to be almost male-like, light, L-I-T-E. And for men, it's for you to be in the most alpha, archaic ways possible. But there is softness that comes into the man. There is creativity, the tenderness that can be there, but has been de-incentivized for you to be. So it's, you know, be hard. The same thing happens with men. They become brittle. They become angry, but they desire love as well. There's a tenderness that both men and women, when they are together and healthy, is euphoric. And so by them tapping into that, that is how they are able to heal as well.
That is beautiful. Well, there you have it, listeners. Today was amazing. It was such a beautiful discussion. And I want to ask you, Christian, where can people find you if they want to interact with you, if they want to interact with you, speak to you, ask questions, book you, where can they get you?
You can go to my blog or my website, christiansimone.com. There's a bunch of blogs that I've written there. And then you can also find a way to book me. We can have a one-on-one conversation to figure out how you want to embody your life, because it's your life and it doesn't have to look the same as everyone else's. But I love being able to really help provide that safe container in order for you to think and to dream, because it takes safety for you to have a new reality.
That is amazing. And listeners, please, 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 you need to go book. Make sure you mention self-help show and fix your nervous system. Let's all just like work on ourselves, like, because it kind of drains others that are working on themselves if others are not. And then it's like, you know, let's just all put in the effort. And I believe the future can be bright. I believe we can all have an existence that's actually like good and like, you know, great and like people happy and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, it was wonderful. I really enjoyed this. Before I forget, there's this one thing that I ask all the guests when they come on the show. I always ask you, what is the one thing that only you know that nobody else knows? You can tell us something funny, interesting, a secret, whatever. It can be anything.
The thing that's dropping into me right now that I don't think a lot of people know is, when you're in your healing journey, don't make that your identity. You are entitled and should be going and living. Healing is an evolutionary thing. So go and actually go live, because that is where you accelerate your
healing. Yeah. There you have it, guys. Thank you so much, Christian. This was wonderful. And guys, remember to like, share, subscribe, tag, rate. Add whatever you want. If it's some confetti, whatever it is, those balloons and stuff like that, I'd love to see it. And have a good one until I see you again. Bye.